Peace and welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with us this evening, folks. We got a great show for you. Oh, my goodness. I'm very excited about the show. We're going to have a lot of great information for you. But more importantly, we're going to keep you updated about the situation that's happening in West Baltimore with the water outage. And we're going to bring you some live updates in a little bit about that situation. But I do want to let you know support for WEAA is provided by the Downtown Columbia Arts and Culture Commission, presenting Darren Atwater and the Soulful Symphony performing their premier hashtag Soulful set list on Saturday, June 29th, 7:30 p.m. at Merriweather Post Pavilion. All right, folks, tonight I'm going to have our very special guest. These are individuals that are going to give us some insight about the ongoing issues, the disparities, and the challenges facing Black homeowners. And it's a very, very important conversation, especially given where we are in this situation. And especially given the fact that there are so many disparities, there are so many issues that continue to get tangled up. So tonight, I'm going to just have a conversation with two individuals, both who are very, very familiar about home ownership, business. We have with us Ms. Marcia Griffin, who is the founder and the president of Home Free USA. And we also have in the building Mr. Stedman Graham. Mr. Graham, how are you?
I'm fine. How about you? Nice to see you.
I'm good. Good. It's good to see you too, sir.
Yeah.
It's absolutely good to see you as well. And so tonight we're going to talk a little bit just about this issue, Ms. Marcia, about home ownership, because the numbers are still staggering. The issues is still present there. And unfortunately, it seems like our people in particular are not catching up to speed, whether it's because of government policies, whether it's because of banks, whether it's because of personal financial decisions. Black people across the country are still struggling to own homes and to take power back into their hands. And I want us to you to give us some insight about this, because this is a larger conversation that's going to be happening over the weekend. But more importantly, looking at the issue of Baltimore City, because of the work you're doing with Home Free USA. And thank you both for being on the program.
Well, it's our pleasure, and thank you so much for having us. And yes, this is an important time. It is critical that we convey to people who live in Baltimore that this is a unique opportunity for you to step into your power, for you to think about homeownership in a way where things are a little bit easier for you. Number one, you have a new message that Stedman will talk to you about, which is a message that focuses on your ability to make a change in your life and to do great things. Secondly, you have Home Free USA. Our job as a nonprofit homeownership organization is to guide you, handhold you, help you to overcome all of your challenges, and just to make sure that you are on the right path. So whatever lender you go to, whatever realtor you go to, you are going to get the very best deal. It's about preparing. I mean, let's be clear that more African Americans who apply for mortgage loans are denied than are approved. Mm. And without question, there is a serious financial crisis, a serious homeownership crisis in the African American community. Most of the wealth in our community is really in our homes. This is what we have to pass down to our kids. The more you rent, the reality is the longer you rent, the more devastating it's going to be, just to be frank. If any of you have been in D.C. lately, you will see that Washington, D.C. is not like it was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And others will come into the city, buy up these properties that you are renting. You perhaps will be living in some place in Pennsylvania or whatever, and trying to get to work in Baltimore. The bottom line is Baltimore may not look like the best place now, but I can tell you a couple of things. Number one, in 1 week and a half, yeah, we have gotten almost 900 people to register for our event on June 22nd. That just shows that people are interested. They're about business. They're ready for change. Mm-hmm. They want something for their lives, you know, and money is certainly one. Right. And there's down payment money that one can access now. And a lot of times people just are not aware that the money exists. So that's number one. People are ready for change. They're ready for positive change. The other thing, of course, is that, you know, most people need down payment money. As I have said, Wells Fargo's coming to the table with $15,000. This is FREE, free money that does not have to be paid back. And you couple that with the city's money and the state's money and wherever you want to live. Guys, look, this is the time. We can guide you, and we just need you to take a first step.
Absolutely. Mr. Graham, I want to bring you into this because the Washington Post did a story about this whole issue of talking about the heartbreaking decrease in black home ownership. One of the things that it mentioned is the fact that over the past decade, the real estate fortunes for African Americans have reversed course despite a strengthening economy, including record low unemployment and higher wages for black workers. Home ownership levels for that group have dropped incrementally almost every year since 2004. It fell to 43% in 2017, virtually erasing all of the gains made since the passage of the Fair Housing Act in 1968. Given this fact, Mr. Graham, I want us to get, you know, if we're in a condition, and it seems like, from my vantage point, I've only been on the planet for a few months.
a few months,
but it that's seems, about right. The way you look, you got that baby face.
But it seems like when we make a gain as a people, then something gets into the way, and then we're kind of pushed back two steps forward. We take two steps forward, three steps back.
Right.
And it's an ongoing struggle. It's an ebb and flow of our sojourn here in America. Can you speak to this?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in it, you know, with the mindset of a victim throughout my life, and not knowing how to navigate through all of the systemic, sometimes even oppression that's put in place to reduce the value of human beings, sometimes especially African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is our ability, our job and our challenge to go out and educate ourselves and re-educate ourselves based on how we think. You know, nobody can give you freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You have to earn the right to be free. And you have to be able to do it today with technology and with education. And, you know, we live in the greatest country in the world. So to be able to navigate through the process. And the beautiful thing about the process of success is always the same.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is some people know it and some people don't. So when your
kids... The process of success is always the same.
Always the same.
And what would be the steps for that process?
That's why we're here. I mean, hey, listen, that's why Wells Fargo's here. You know, giving away their job, they have $60 billion available for the African American market in the next 10 years.
Mm.
Marcia has been doing this work. Marcia Griffin with Home Free USA had been doing this work of qualifying people through a process.
Right.
Okay, through a process, and she's had a 97% success rate of teaching people how to qualify for a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But if the bank doesn't give you the mortgage, that's a different story. But
that's now
what we have is we have a bank that's willing to give people mortgages.
Okay.
and she's able to qualify, then what I do is I teach identity leadership.
Right.
My job is to teach identity leadership, which is to change the mindset based on understanding who you are.
Now, we had a conversation that I think was interesting. And folks, if you're just tuning in to For the Culture here on WEAA, we've been talking to Ms. Marcia Griffin, the founder, president of Home Free USA. And we have Mr. Stedman Graham, author, entrepreneur, business leader in the building as well, and educator. If you did not know, he actually is a certified teacher.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's a teacher.
Worldwide now. Worldwide. Including Morgan State right now.
So you could call him Professor Graham.
Yes, right. Indeed.
I've been there.
But if we look,
Kellogg School of Business, 5 years. But go ahead.
But if we look at it, because there are some real tangible red tape that's present, and I'm saying coming down from government side, and I'm saying coming along with people's cultural perceptions and all of those things. You've talked. Now I know you've overcome a lot of that, but in Baltimore City, we still are faced by that in New York and D.C., you know. So some folks would be like, that's all well and good, Mr. Graham, but what about if you're trying to survive on that day-to-day mindset?
It's right. Still basic, fundamental, 101 education, self-determination, perseverance, drive, get up and feed yourself,
right.
Take care of your family. Organize your community, be able to utilize the resources. This is America. We're not sitting in Russia somewhere or some other country somewhere, right?
Yes, sir.
Where we don't have access to opportunity. You know, we're not in Syria, where the government doesn't work.
Mm.
You know, we're an American. We're in America. We can go out and get water. We don't have to walk 5 miles for water. We need to use the bathroom. We can go right down around the corner. So we have all the resources we need. Now, if you're focused on victimization and you think you can't do it, what we have is an energy problem.
Mm.
You know, we hate ourselves. So to be able to transform from hate to love, right, and find the love in our community and find the love in our country, now we have access to technology, which you couldn't have a better time. Than to self-actualize. So those of us who know that, right,
yes.
Are able to navigate the system in spite of the fact that sometimes it's an impressive system. So our job is, like I said, the process of success in business is the same for everybody. The process of success in terms of understanding who you are is the same.
Mm.
If you don't know who you are, if you don't have a purpose, if you aren't able to take information and make it relevant to the core of who you are based on your talents, your skills, and your abilities, you're off base. And that represents about 6.9 billion people who are followers today, who are stuck regardless of the color of their skin. So I'm saying today we have the opportunity to be able to self-actualize and take charge of our own development because we have access to resources around the world. How we apply those resources to ourselves,
yes, sir.
As opposed to waiting for somebody else to do it for us, it's never going to happen. If we wait for somebody else to do it for us, we have to learn how to do it for ourselves. That's why we're here. We're here to teach people how to do that in terms of home ownership, in terms of Wells Fargo giving people mortgages, in terms of changing the mindset. We have to do that for ourselves.
I'm going to put you on pause right there, Mr. Graham. Because I got to take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with our special guest, Ms. Marcia Griffin, CEO, founder, president of Home Free USA, Mr. Stedman Graham. I'm going to check in because we got to give you we're going to have some breaking news because we got to get the latest developments with this water crisis situation in West Baltimore. So we're going to check back in. We're going to talk to our team that's on scene right now in a few moments. So stay riding with us. More of these great conversation happening on tonight's For the Culture here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. We'll be right back.
Okay.
It's right on up here in front of this truck.
Okay.
Oh, I was calling you. Charlie.
Hey, you might have moved the cones.
I was like, I don't have your number.
No, okay.
And when I talked to Brandon,
so
and they said here.
Okay.
We need to hurry up with this. I got water to get.
The phone is out of charge. Hey, this is Mikkel Hunter live on location for Raji. Thank you for having us on your show. I am here with the morning crew, Mornings with Mikkel, along with Pam Jones. And I will tell you, people are coming by constantly,
yes,
delivering water as soon as the residents of Po Homes picks it up. It's been a positive evening, but what's most interesting is that we're on one side of the street. On the other side of the street, they actually have water. We also have the latest update from the DPW crew and the private contractors as well.
Oh, wow.
That's right. That's exactly right, Mikkel Hunter. I had the opportunity to speak with a couple of members of the Department of Public Works. Now, keep in mind that not only is it the actual staff from the Department of Public Works, but there are also contractors that are also assisting in the efforts to get the water back on down here. The latest is that they're waiting on Miss Utility to come and mark the lines. They actually want to start digging so they can try to get a little more insight into which one of the valves, you know, has kind of gone, you know, astray and might be the culprit in the whole situation with no water for the residents here. So I will tell you, just in talking with a few of those gentlemen, they seem just as concerned genuinely to try to get the water on back here for the residents. We're in the 800 block. This is West Lexington.
Yes.
We're in the 800 block of West Lexington, and I'm telling you, it really is a community effort. So many people are coming by, so we're very glad to be here. We're just keeping our fingers crossed because the Department of Public Works is really, really hoping that maybe by tonight, and
maybe
I want to stress maybe, you know, things will be back to normal and water will be flowing. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed for that.
Yes, and so make sure you guys come on down, man. The residents of Po Homes, we're at the 800 block of Lexington, and we're representing WEAA, the voice of the community. And so people have been coming down, dropping water off, man. So it's just been a blessing to watch the citizens of Baltimore come through for the people, because we live in a city with an old infrastructure, and at any given time, any of our pipes where we live could go bad. And so we could be in the same situation. And then how would you want people to respond to your situation? So make sure y'all come on through. People have been coming by. Just drop off a case. They need gallons of water, and they need hand sanitizer and also wipes. So
we have gotten a lot of hand sanitizers. Mm-hmm. I mean, bags and bags and bags. They have gone already. So we do ask you. I'm looking across the street. There are stacks and stacks of water.
Yes.
We can't have enough water. So please bring what you can. Hand sanitizers. Water. Boom has been here. DJ Boom has been here along with Kim Chase since earlier today. Mm-hmm. Boom has been here actually since 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes. Since 12 o'clock this afternoon, I've been out here, ladies and gentlemen.
And he just unloaded a car
right
while we was going live.
Right. So that's why I couldn't be here when they first went on. But listen, it's definitely a time for everybody to come together and make it do to do. Like I said, I don't live in this neighborhood. I live in Middle River. My water's on. My electricity's on. You know. So, but I'm here, I'm helping, I'm making it do what it do. So we urge y'all to help out. People have been driving by, monetarily giving donations. They didn't want to leave a name or nothing like that. We've had listeners listening to the show that came by and said, we heard the show this morning, so I'm dropping off some stuff. So it's been a fantastic thing, but we need to keep it going, because like they said, they might be out of water again for another whole week. So if it was you, well, how would you feel? You know what I mean? So come on, y'all, let's make it do what it do.
And we are hoping for the latest update that Pam gave us just moments ago, that we can have the water back sometime this evening. What we heard earlier, it may be this weekend. But the community has come together for Raji. They have come together like nobody's business. And this is what Baltimore needs. Not situations like this, but community activism, community love, and community support. We want to thank all of our Facebook fan page, family and friends for just coming out and supporting us today. We're here for as long as you need us, and we will keep giving as long as you keep bringing.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We just had our morning show crew down at Po Homes talking, giving us the latest developments around the water crisis down there. My hope is that we can get to some to find some answer to this crisis. Water main breaks, or whether it's negligence, whether it's some level of incompetence. At this point, I don't want to go tit for tat. We just need to get the water turned back on. But then we can look at the systemic issues. And this is the big thing, folks, as we're talking to my special guest, Ms. Marcia Griffin, president of Home Free USA, Mr. Stedman Graham, talking about systemic issues. Systemically, black people are suffering all across this country, really across the globe in some cases. But if we look at how do we get that power back, and that's one of the big things that I would like to pose to my special guest, Mr. Graham and Ms. Marcia, looking at getting the power back. Because I think a lot of time when folks are in various circumstances, they feel powerless.
Yes.
And Ms. Marcia, you know, when you're talking about home ownership, that's one thing people are like, oh, man. But there's still a certain level of powerlessness that, mm-hmm. you know, that comes along with that, because the bank's got to treat you a certain way and all of those things. What would you recommend for our listeners tonight in terms of getting power back, whether it's in housing, whether it's in real estate, but just getting our power back financially, getting our power back culturally? Can you offer some guidance on that?
You know, getting one's power back is largely going to be determined by the person themselves, honestly. We're here to let you know that, yes, things could be worse. Actually, they could be worse, but we're here to make them better. We honestly feel that despite everything that you've heard, Baltimore is on the rise. I mean, and I know things appear negative, and even in your own life, you may wonder, oh my God, you know, how worse can it be? Well, it can be a whole lot worse. Take my word for it. And we have created this campaign, this financial empowerment, this home ownership campaign, to let you know that you have people who are behind you. Stedman with his message of empowerment, and Home Free USA with our guidance, with our message, and the process by which you can become a lot better off financially. And certainly for those of you who want to buy a home, let me just tell you, this is the time for you to think about it. You don't have to be 100% ready. Don't worry about it. But if you have kids, you really need to be thinking about it. If you are sick and tired of where you're living right now, you need to be thinking about it. If you need more room, you need to be thinking about it. If you need tax deductions, you need to be thinking about it. And just take the first step. You don't have to have everything in place. In Home Free USA, our job is to walk you through a process mm-hmm. to make life easier for you, get you to a position where you're able to, where just, you know, money is a little bit easier for you, where we can just give you some ideas of how to do better. If you want to buy a home, which we urgently encourage you to think about this, particularly in Baltimore, Home Free USA can help you. And I want to just say this. There's a quote that we use in Home Free USA in our classes, and we certainly want you guys to schedule your mortgage profile appointments, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute. But the reality is this. Money is made off of the backs of people who don't know. The less you know, the less empowered you are, the less informed you are, the more someone is going to take advantage of you. Mm. And you just need to be in an environment, which is why we have our event tomorrow, June 22nd, to just provide you some information that's going to take you to the next level. Certainly when you work with Home Free USA, we're going to give you all the do's and don'ts. And look, the stuff is just not that deep. But when you don't know, you know, you're just prey. And our job is to ensure that you are better off And I can't say that it's going to be 100% easy breezy. But look, when you have somebody by your side that can tell you to do this first, second, third, you are way ahead of the game. And we just want you to begin.
Mr. Graham, what's your take on this power struggle that we are currently seeing? And I'm going to put some context to it.
Yeah, the power struggle a lot of times is within ourselves. First of all, you cannot hate yourself, right?
Right.
And survive. So, because whatever you put out, you get back. And the process of success took me a long time to realize that there is a process for success.
Right.
Because I was just told go to work and go to school.
Right.
And when you don't understand the process of success, the world defines you by your race, and I had a race-based consciousness that defines you by your where you live. It defines you by your family. I grew up with two special need brothers in my family, low self-esteem, a lack of confidence in myself. I get defined a lot of times by my relationship with Oprah. You know, so if you don't know, if you can't define yourself, the world takes you and defines you. And so what I learned is not how the world defines you, it's how you define yourself.
That's
but there
right.
is a process for success. Mm. And it starts with having a purpose. It starts with understanding how to love yourself, organize everything you love, and then learn how to develop an identity for yourself by learning how to take information and education and make it relevant to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you become an expert in your field. You are an expert in your field.
Come on, Mr. Graham. I
assume you get paid for this.
You assume right.
Okay, so there you go. And I assume you do it every day.
You assume right again.
And I assume that you have a nice place. And I assume that you can support your family.
I
assume that you can educate your kids.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because you have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And you can self-actualize above the system that's trying to do what? Mm. Take you out every single day. Mm. And I assume you go on vacation. Mm. And I assume
I
that you travel.
I don't go into enough of them. But
I know, but I assume that you read.
Yes, sir,
I assume
absolutely.
That you're a learner, right?
Yes, sir.
I assume that you can use your mind and your brain to be able to get beyond the okey-doke.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
I assume
absolutely.
That.
Yes, sir.
And I assume that you teach your kids the same way.
Oh, absolutely.
That's how you break the cycle. It's not that you're not going to have obstacles. It's not that you're not going to be defined by labels. It's not that you're going to have some tough days. You're going to have some tough days. It's your ability to use your mind and change the way you think and feel about yourself so the okey-doke and the negativity doesn't drag you down to where somebody wants you to be so you have no control over your destiny, no control over your legacy, and no control over your future.
I want to ask a question about this, Mr. Graham, because a lot of times when we do get into a more powerful space individually, we sometimes separate ourselves from the struggle of our people collectively. How do we make sure that we still can have that power but still think about the next person coming up? Because I was always taught that you are only as strong as your weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or one man or woman cannot rise above the condition of his or her people. So how do we keep that dynamic intact?
Well, I'm a former athlete.
Yes, sir.
And I was a pretty good ball player, if you let me tell it.
Okay. So
I'm focusing, if I'm going to be good, okay?
Right.
Then I'm going to work on my game. And Zion, what's the Zion Williams?
Mm-hmm.
What's his brother's name? Bad brother, right?
Yep.
He's been playing since he was 4 years old. And they're paying him how much money? I think he's got a $100 million contract from Nike.
Mm, mm-mm.
You know why? Because he's good at what he does, and he rose above his environment.
Right.
And came from a poor environment. I'm saying that the process of success is the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is that if I can just keep you ignorant, if I can, you know, if you can't read by the fourth grade, if I can destroy your family, if I can make you think that you're not worth anything, then I got you, regardless of who I'm doing that to.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So your ability to be able to understand that collectively to come together around a Home Free USA program, around this program, okay, or around any other program, or around a personal program that you have adopted, and you created your own system for success. So you customize your own program.
Mm-mm-mm. Mr. Graham, you're about to have church up in here. Did you, pastor, one of your...
No. He's almost a preacher,
listen,
isn't he?
You sound like a preacher, my brother.
Uh-oh. Well, look, we got a couple of folks that want to check in and going to get a couple of calls. But, you know, the other thing, Ms. Marcy, I do want to bring up is an ongoing concern that I think a lot of black people are having in the city of Baltimore and really around the country. It's the big G word.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to be very careful that if you say the G word, it's almost like saying a cussing word.
Uh-huh.
You know, gentrification.
Of course. It's coming.
You know, because Baltimore Sun, they recently put out an article that just came out just the other day where they talked about how Baltimore's white population is swelling with millennials resembling D.C. and Brooklyn. They're saying that Baltimore is at a place where now white residents between the ages of 25 and 34 are coming to the city in droves.
That's right.
It's droves. I want you to think about this. Mr. Graham, you think about this. I want to take a couple of calls really quickly. Let's go to Samada. Before we get to her, let me go to Tyrone out in Catonsville. Tyrone, talk to me. What's your take?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Roger?
I'm good.
I'm the president of an organization called HOMES, Home Ownership Opportunity and Mentorship for Economic Success.
Right.
Okay. So what we're trying to get the city to do is take these vacant houses and sell them to the citizens for a dollar, and then give out 1% interest loans directly from the city of Baltimore or the state of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Not the banks. As you said, the banks will put you through a whole lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks are responsible for the redlining that took place that created these ghettos in the first place.
Mm.
So we want to take the bank out of the equation. We want the loans to come from the city of Baltimore or the state of Maryland at 1% interest. The banks will not do that to the citizens. And then we have 36 black contractors that want to put these houses together and train young men in the trades. I myself am a master plumber, master gas fitter, and licensed master HVAC tech.
Right, right.
We have master electricians and everything that can teach young black men that are on the street slinging dope a trade where they can make a living wage, okay?
Yep.
This is what we want to do. They want to demolish these houses, like you said, and they want to give money, tax money in Dallas to developers. Okay, that's the plan. To give your tax dollars and free land to developers.
Yeah.
Right now we're saying we want that land back for our people, and we want to train people in the trades and create employment opportunities as well.
Hey, Tyrone, thank you so much for checking in. That's a good point. And Ms. Marcy, I wonder if you could kind of speak to this development, this growth that we're seeing among white millennials. You've been traveling all over the country. What's your analysis about what you're seeing all over the country? Because Baltimore is still 60% black.
Yes.
So how does that stay intact?
Well, it's real. I mean, it's real. You look at most of the major cities around the country, just drive 20, 30 minutes to D.C., you'll see what's happening. And the bottom line is, you know, one of the reasons that one of the primary reasons that we are here is because Baltimore offers so much opportunity. Look at the location up and down the East Coast. Look here. It is just a matter of time. And the reality, when you talk about gentrification, look, folks that are not like us, they don't mind going into these neighborhoods. They'll get a dog and, you know, put some bars up and call it a day and wait. And then another person comes in and it's over, brothers. And so, I mean, we need to be aware of this. And we're not suggesting that people live in unsafe neighborhoods around the city. But there are areas that are developing. We are working right now on Fayette Street as an example, and that is in West Baltimore. You know, so we're developing a whole block there. But look, there are areas in Baltimore that are nice, decent, and let me specify this, affordable. And through the process of working with you, our home buyers, we're going to expose you to these various developments and places.
But how do you strike a balance where people are feeling like, oh my gosh, white people are coming, the white people are coming?
Uh-huh.
This kind of like fear mongering, and at the same time, you know, between the other dynamic, which is, you know, development may be good considering there has been so much blight in Baltimore.
Absolutely.
For 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
So how do we strike a balance between those two dynamics where black people don't feel like they're getting displaced, but rather that they're going to be a part of the growth in the future of the city.
Well, let me just say, and this kind of marries Stedman's point. At the end of the day, when people see opportunities, they're going to jump on it. And especially when they see opportunities and there's money, like this $42,000 that a person can get towards down payment and closing costs in Baltimore, there will be white people jumping onto it. Now, the bottom line is that it's not all bad, because if they come in and buy up some houses, these neighborhoods are going to turn around. What we're just encouraging our listeners to do is be a part of that change.
Gotcha.
You know, understand that this is the time. If you would, and just as a small example, several of our home buyers in D.C., as an example, bought a home at $110,000 in the neighborhood. There were some white people and black people, and it was okay, but it wasn't totally developed. That house is now worth $700,000, and this is over 4 years.
Mm. Wow. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Prayera from Pikesville. Prayera, talk to me. You're on the line with Ms. Marcia Griffin and Mr. Stedman Graham.
Hello. Good evening, Ms. Graham, Mr. Graham and Ms. Griffin. Mr. Graham, I had an opportunity to hear you speak last year at Coppin's graduation, and I wanted to know again, what is the name of your book, the title of your book?
My title of my book is Identity Leadership, which is self-leadership based on the philosophy that you cannot lead anyone else until you first lead yourself. So came out May 6th, and I've actually been touring the country with the book and the teachings of the 9-step success process.
Yes, I wanted to ask a question. It came to me. I was watching my mom's alma mater's graduation last month, Howard University, and they were talking, and they had graduation on May 11th, and I wanted to know, what could be done for people who are coming out of school, and specifically Hispanic and Latin and Black, who are engineers and architects in a system that historically is not Black and brown? What can they do in terms of recruiting and helping young people in college who want to go to school and major in business or entrepreneurship and architecture to build buildings and cities, and maybe turn around and help like the Habitat for Humanity help build houses in underprivileged sections of the city that are not downtown, which mm-hmm. will be an asset that gives them something positive to do and keep them off the streets.
Thank you.
How can they recruit?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Prayera, for checking
in. Thank you.
Mr. Graham?
Yeah, so I think if I understand your question, first of all, today, 21st century is asking you to have some skills.
Right.
They want to know, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
And, you're in a traditional educational system that teaches you how to memorize, take tests, repeat the information back, get labeled with a grade. 2 weeks later, you forget the information. So the most important thing that any student can do is focus on skills that are relevant to the 21st century, and then becoming their own independent university. What I mean by that is learn how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And learn how to develop a process for continuous improvement based on developing life skills, engineer skills, engineering skills, business skills, any skills that will help you understand the capitalistic system and the American free enterprise system that's going to allow you to raise your social economic development so that you're competitive in a global marketplace, to include technology skills.
That's right.
So you have to ask yourself, what are all of the skills that I need in order to be successful? Communication skills,
mm-hmm.
leadership skills, organizational skills, and then how do I take all the information and education and make it relevant to my development based on who I am, based on what I love, based on my passion, and based on my purpose, so that you can kind of draw a straight line and work on something and become good at it, become an expert in your fields, so you can create real value and offer that value to the world that you live in, plus having an education from a great college.
Mm-hmm. Man,
that's
oh
right.
Man. Well, you know what? First and foremost, I want to thank you for sharing a little bit about your skills, Mr. Graham and Ms. Marcia, today, because I think it was helpful to give us some insight. I know that this is going to be an ongoing campaign, an ongoing push to make sure that folks are educated, but more importantly, to make sure that folks are in a position to get power
mm-hmm.
Using their own money, investing in property that's going to truly benefit them. First and foremost, Ms. Marcia, how can folks learn more information about the works of Home Free USA?
Excellent point. We would really be honored for you to take a step forward just to improve your money management skills, just have more money keep, as well as homeownership. Go to homefreeusa.org. That's HOMEFREEUSA.org. And if you are interested in our Step Into Your Power campaign, because you can have a free, as a result of this campaign, and your listeners can have a free profile meeting where we're going to be able to tell you in 1 hour how close you are to buying your home. But go to our website, homefreeusa.org. Look up. You'll see the sign, Step Into Your Power. Press that. Schedule an appointment. Come on in. And just get ready.
Get ready. All right, Mr. Graham.
Oh, my God. Hey, you did a fantastic job. So thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
I think if I had to give some advice.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Work on loving yourself every single day. Care about yourself. Because you can't care. Nobody else has a chance if you don't love yourself and care for yourself first. So find every way you can to empower yourself through love.
So that means we need to all go on a vacation, right?
Yeah, right. Well,
on,
the transformation is,
hey,
no matter what you're going through, the transformation is always love, okay?
How can we get a copy?
That's right.
I'm going to give you a copy. This is your copy.
This is going to be my copy.
Yeah.
This is your copy.
And sign it, Stedman.
I'm going to sign it.
No, this is too much for me. This is too much for me.
You deserve it.
My brother.
I know folks.
And brothers and sisters.
Yes. Well, we appreciate you.
That's
right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedules to be with us. And Marcia, again, how can folks get more information about the work you're doing?
HomeFreeUSA.org. Go to the website. Call 410-878-1405. We'll take care of you.
Mr. Graham, you want us to call you?
No, just read his book.
Go to Stedman Graham and me. Go to StedmanGraham.com, okay?
I follow you on Instagram.
There you go. Okay,
That's
great.
Mr. Stedman Graham, Ms. Marcia Griffin, thank you so much for being on the show tonight to give us some insight about home ownership, about identity leadership, and certainly about power. And thank you so much for being so good for the culture.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we're going to take another quick pause. We're going to get the latest developments of what's happening in Poe Homes. So stick around. A whole lot is coming up on For the Culture here on WEAA.
Great. Thank you.
On location at the Poe Homes area. And Faraji, I gotta say thank you for having us this afternoon. It's been a very busy day, but it's been one of power and community coming together like never before here in the city of Baltimore, and it's what we need. We met a young man by the name of Dante. Is that right? Devante is here with us this morning or this afternoon. And, you know, there are people donating pizza and food that looks great and delicious. Everybody has come by. Cammie is another help of ours this afternoon. And we also have another organization here that is helping. It's the Organization of Hope, minority veteran women-owned Bridging Hope. And what they have done this afternoon is to bring laundry facilities and washer and dryers. We have Linda standing by. Linda, tell us about your organization and what
you're
doing.
So we do have 5 washing machine and dryers located just around the corner, and we also have shower facilities. Folks around here have not had running water for 5 days now, since Monday. It's been over 90 degrees every day this week. So if you want to come out, it's cool in the afternoon, it's cooling down, come take a shower, wash a load of clothes, get ready for work next week if you need to wash your uniforms or just a light fair washing, underwears and things like that, your personals. Come on out, bring a load. You don't need washing, you don't need detergent. We have that. We have that available for you. And come on and see us. We're on the corner of Poppleton and Lexington.
That's right.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And I will say this, Larry and Pam, that people are also coming over, and what they're doing, they're bringing laundry detergent and donating everything that they can. And we want to say thank you to the Organization of Hope. This is a devastating situation, but the spirit of the community is so positive right now.
Yes. So we've had people just coming up all day, dropping off cases of water, baby wipes. So it's just been really wonderful to be a part of this and just to see people really represent the city.
It really is, Larry, because as a matter of fact, and I know you've seen this too, I've seen people come by and actually drop water off. They don't want their names taken down.
Right.
Some of them don't even want to have a lot of conversation. Mm-hmm. They're just like, I heard this was going on. I want to help. Here's some water. And they're just moving on with it, you know, and that really, really just says something that sometimes it's not about the recognition, mm-hmm. but people just kind of want to help, and that's good to see. A little earlier, I was able to speak to a couple of members of the Department of Public Works, and mm-hmm. at that time, they were waiting for Miss Utility to come to mm-hmm. start marking the lines and everything for so they could start digging and making sure they don't hit lines that they're not supposed to hit.
Right.
We don't need any power outages on top of the
because we
the
heard
lost.
Rumors that some people had lost
correct.
Power.
Correct, correct. So we don't need any more of that on top of what's already happening with the loss of water. But the update has been now that Miss Utility is on site and they're already starting to mark things. Verizon and BG&E, as I understand it, are on their way. They're in route. And so hopefully, you know, these gentlemen can get it going. I see them. I don't know if you guys can pan over here. They're already on the ground. They already have, it looks like they're making their way in a hole. They're trying to dig through here if we're able to pan through. So they're already at work, you know, just trying to get down, you know, into the ground where they need to be. And hopefully, again, keeping our fingers crossed, hopefully, we may have some water restored to this community
right.
tonight.
They're so beginning to mark the streets yeah. right now. And just arriving on the scene happens to be Justina, the producer of the Today with Dr. K. I know that we have been busy since early this morning, since about 8 o'clock this morning, talking about this story. We did, and together as a team on WEAA, we are doing everything we can to make this situation more palatable, at least until service is restored.
Right. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So, Christina, I know you just dropped off more water.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Thank you, Christina.
There was drop-off locations around the corner, so I dropped off over here, there, and now here.
Faraji, we're going to be here for as long as we can to help out. We have more cases of water almost on every street corner of the Poppleton area. In addition to that, we have people bringing extra sanitary wipes for people and even toilet paper. So, and we want to say thank you to the food donors as well.
Absolutely.
WEAA is live in the community. We do what we say we're going to do,
absolutely.
And it's about reaching out to our community. And Faraji, I know you've been doing a great job and really sending people our way to help support the city of Baltimore, so this won't be such a devastating situation, and hoping that things will be restored later on today. I'm Mikkel Hunter along with the crew
yes.
from WEAA. We
here
are
with
here.
These beautiful women,
and,
man.
And the pizza looks so good, I want to eat some.
Pam to turn into the hood correspondent. She right
that's
on the spot.
Remember he said that. The hood correspondent.
The hood correspondent. Come on, Pam. This is our new friend of the show, Cammy, right here.
Cammy is our new friend of the show.
Right.
Cammy said, look, I got to put on a baseball cap because people may not recognize me otherwise.
Yeah.
And Devontae is here having his dinner. So, Devontae, we want to say thank you for coming out and hanging out with us as well. Say hi to For the Culture.
High for the culture.
Vontae don't have a whole lot of breath. He want to eat.
He wants to eat. His pizza getting cold, man.
Yeah. How much longer do I have to stand here?
I saw him. He was whispering to the pizza earlier, like he was talking to him.
This morning on Mornings with Mikkel, we talked about it. We had some representation that called in throughout the day and also concerned citizens and residents of the Poppleton area. We are here now doing exactly what we said we would do. We're representing, we're in your community, and this is what WEAA does each and every day.
Doing good deeds.
Heights.
So you're a resident here, Cammie?
Yeah, I stay with someone right here in this court right here.
Okay, so tell our people what's been going on since Monday.
Yeah, I mean, the water's just been terrible. I don't know. I mean, it's like trickles a little bit, but it's not like...
So you guys basically been out of water since Monday.
Yeah, it'll come on for like 2 drops and then it go off.
Okay. And so how long have you lived here at Poe Homes?
I've been down here for a few months.
Oh, so you're a new resident?
Newbie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
well, thank you, Cammie. We appreciate hanging out with you, baby. You was giving us words of inspiration, man. Yeah. So we really appreciate your energy. Mm-hmm. She's became one of our honorary members.
Yes.
And she's been watching the table while we were going around talking to different people. Because we want to get a feel from the residents exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
So let's go back to our hood correspondent.
Well,
and she's been giving us the updates from the Department of Public Works.
They've informed us that we had to move our vehicles because they told us if we didn't move our vehicles, we were going to be locked in this thing for like the rest of the night while they fix this stuff. So, Mikkel Hunter and I, Larry, I know you moved your car as well. And they're getting down to business here. And like I said earlier, the gentlemen that I spoke with from the Department of Public Works are just as concerned. They want to get this done. They want to get the water back on for this community. Mm. We're heading into a weekend. It's very humid out here. You know, it's hot. You know, and people are going to take their showers.
Even the breeze is hot.
Even the breeze is hot.
Yes.
So we're definitely going to be, you know, continuing, you know, to be, you know, to stay updated on what's going on, you know, here. And hopefully, like I said, sooner than later, this community can have the water back.
And Mikkel broke this story this morning. So when I was coming in to be on air, that's when I heard about it.
Go ahead,
Mikkel.
As a team, we have been on it since early this morning.
Yes.
Our show producer, Kelly Avent, and along with everybody, Larry,
Julius.
DJ Boom has been here since 12 o'clock this afternoon.
Julius came down.
White has come down, talked to a lot of the residents.
Yes.
And, you know,
Producer Justina came down, the producer for Dr. K's show.
She's still here, and she's pulling out water. Other media has also joined us. And we'll probably be on camera somewhere other than social media. But I want to say to everybody on social media, thank you for hearing us this morning. Thank you for reaching out and representing. And we have young people that are delivering water to the houses of seniors that are, you know, unable to come out this afternoon, but they're sitting and waiting for some help. The young men that are taking water out of the car, we got to say thank you to you as well.
Yeah, we got a whole team of big, strong brothers showed up out of nowhere.
This gentleman here, he'll introduce himself.
Yes.
He's the president of the Tenant Council for Poe Homes. Mm-hmm. Sir, what's your name?
My name is Leslie Wynn. I just want to immensely thank everybody for coming out and helping and supporting and coming together as one. And don't forget, it takes teamwork to make the train work.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, and y'all have a great day.
Yes, sir, you too. He went to the hole and left the game. That's how you do it. He came and said what he had to do, and then he was out. He pulled the Russell Simmons on him. So listen, we got some brothers down here, man. They unloading cars. They just showed up out of nowhere. And just started unloading cars, man. And these brothers been here for like an hour as people drive up just unloading the cars. So this is the type of stuff that we talk about Baltimore. When it's time to step up, people do it, man. It's a lot of love in this town. We always highlight the negative, but it's beauty here. It's beautiful people. The residents are committed and caring and kind people. And when it matters most, they show it up and show it out. So we just want to thank them, man.
Yeah, a lot of people had emotions earlier this morning. There were tears. Mm-hmm. There was concern. And this is how that concern turned out. If you can take a quick look at our table, we've got water, just the outreach. We are live on location for WEAA. Again, Faraji, thank you for having us. And we're here for as long as you need us. I'm Mikkel Hunter of Mornings with Mikkel, along with Larry Lancaster and Pam
Jones. And our new hood correspondent, Pam Jones.